This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Club Q shooting victim Kelly Loving was laid to rest in Batesville, Mississippi today. Loving was visiting Colorado when she decided to celebrate her birthday at the Colorado Springs nightclub. Her sister Tiffany said Loving, a trans woman, was not accepted while growing up.
That was just a really hard time for her, you know, because you can't help who you are. And she was born that way. And it's just so much hate in this world and negative stuff, but, you know, you can't judge people for how they are.
Tiffany Loving said her sister developed a strong and supportive circle of friends as an adult. She called Kelly caring, sweet, and a wonderful person. Following backlash from victim advocacy groups, the Colorado Healing Fund says those affected by the Club Q shooting will receive every dollar donated to the nonprofit in their honor. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The organization says it anticipates having all administrative costs for the Club Q Fund fully underwritten. Previously, the group retained 10% of all funds collected for operational costs. As of Tuesday morning, the Colorado Healing Fund had received $1.9 million in donations specifically for the Club Q shooting. In a statement, CHF says the group is exploring sustainable funding sources to cover costs and ensure the nonprofit can maintain operations year-round. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Air Force will play Baylor in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl on December 22nd. The Falcons are the only Division I school in Colorado to make the football postseason this year. This is CPR News.